Idol's reunion is coming up, but their reunion looks are already on the internet. So David Yontif and I tell you which ones we love and which ones were a huge miss. Spoiler alert, Brock in that extremely tight, short jacket. Who's dressing this man? And Raquel Leviss, brilliant PR moves that she's making. I'm probably going to have to stand in the center of Hollywood in a bikini in 8 months because I doubted the success of her podcast and it seems to be on and popping. What her PR person is saying this past week about Scandoval and which players on VPR knew more than what they revealed. Here's David. Anyhow, let's move on because there's a lot to talk about in the Vanderpump Rules world. You were,
by the way, the more you talk about how great your shows are doing, they're not doing great. So they can talk all day about how the husbands, I have a good friend, Meredith Mark, and she says, the husbands. So they can talk about how their husbands podcast, Eddie and Eddie or whatever the fuck it's called, two E's. It's no one listens to that more than once. Sorry, I'm just being honest. I actually have come around to liking Teddy, believe it or not, but go on. You've really got
me. Me too. I really
do. You have got me riled up, Sarah Fraser. Go on.
Wow. Oof. Well, those are your hot, hot takes.
Jesus.
Well,
guys, you wanted old David back? He's back. Okay, go on.
I don't know. Should I stop you? I feel like maybe you should keep going. Okay. Well, what do you make of, you want to look at Vanderpump Rules reunion looks? And are you beginning?
I got a lot to say about that.
What about Brittany and Jax? Because she was recently on Watch What Happens Live. And are you beginning to believe that maybe this split is real or you think it's still BS and for ratings?
What did she say? There's a lot there. Beginning. I don't know.
Supposedly there was an epic fight between she and Jax that led to the separation. That's what she said.
And what did she say?
What Happens Live. And she said that was her absolute breaking point. Brittany Cartwright details the horrible fight with Jax Taylor that was their breaking point. We just had a horrible fight, she says, quote, and it was like a veil was lifted and I noticed everything wrong, Brittany said. You know, they always say a woman can hit her breaking point and it's hard to come back from that. As for what triggered the fight of no return, Brittany said it was all to do with her going out with a friend, fellow Vanderpump Rules alum and Valley co-star Kristen Doty. Do we believe this? As Brittany explained it, Jax, quote, woke up one morning and was mad that I went out with Kristen the night before and kind of made up a story in his own head and started a fight about something that never happened. She said their relationship had deteriorated by that point to where they fought about everything. Realizing how toxic the situation was, Brittany made the decision to remove herself from it, and that's where things stand at the moment. Still separated, still in the Airbnb. Brittany said of her current living situation, she also put to rest so far as she is aware, speculation that this could have to do with infidelity on Jax's part. Not that I'm aware of, she says. Jax has not been unfaithful that I know of. I don't think so. So what do you, I don't know. You believe in it anymore or not really?
Jax knows the number one person that, I mean, Jax is like, thank God that Kristen exists because she's in the number two seat on the show. I mean, it's like I said on my Patreon, because I've been talking about the Valley. You know, this is, I'm so mixed on it. I'm not even saying it's good, but I think people, like, look, if this wasn't Jax and Kristen, I don't know who would be watching this show. I don't know one person. But they are actually gearing away towards Jax as the weeks go on, because we have to get to know the others. But Jax knows that, like, if this show were just Jax and Brittany and all the newbies, it would be fine, but Kristen is helping Jax so much with this show. Like, she's in the number two seat. So if Brittany wants to go out every night with Kristen and blow her, I think he's like, go to Craig's, come outside, make sure you get your picture taken, go to Chateau Marmont, go to Giorgio Baldi, go to Medeo, go to Ciccone's, go to the Beverly Center, just go. Be with Kristen all day and all night, right? Kristen's the number two seat on the show. You can't argue that, like, as far as the big name. So I don't believe this. I just don't believe it. And every time Brittany talks about it, unlike Kyle, who's like in tears when they mention Mauricio with his dancing partner, Emma, Brittany's like, yeah, girl, we're having problems and I'm smiling ear to ear. And I ate Meemaw's beer cheese a few hours ago at Jax's Studio City. I don't believe it. I still don't believe it. What about you?
I don't believe it either. Because these statements are so vague, like, oh, we got in this epic fight and it was over Kristen. And of course, you and I went with our friends out to Jax Taylor's about a month before the show debuted. They were all there, smiles, everybody was great, Kristen Doty, photos. I mean, they know how to work it. Now, again, people can put on a front. They can put on a front. But I just don't buy it either. I don't buy anything about it. However, I actually really like them. I've just watched snippets of the Valley. You know, you guys know I do a whole, I cover so many TLC shows. So there's so much going on in Sister Wives right now. There's so much going on with 90 Day Happily Ever After. Angela Deem and Michael have officially been fired from the franchise. So I really cannot take on another show unless David says, like, we really have to do this. So I'm not really watching like you are. But I don't believe it. I just don't. I think they're way too smart. I think they're Spidey smart, you know, like Spencer and Heidi. They know what to do. And I think this Airbnb is probably a storage unit that they are putting stuff in, and she spends the night there when she needs some time off, or they're making it look that way. I just.
And then what are they saying? Like, oh, Brittany showed up for, you know, showed up at the house, went in at 10 o'clock, came out at 10:20. Like, let me tell you what's happening inside that house from 10 to 10:20. You know what I mean? She's stripping off her clothes. She's having sex with Jax because they're not going without sex. And then she's leaving. Okay.
I love
this. Is again where my sick mind goes, but I feel they are having sex. They are together. I just don't buy it. I just don't. I don't either. Feel it. I feel that Kyle and Mauricio are forever over.
Oh, done. She and Kyle came out this week, said, you know, they're no longer in couples therapy. They still live there because she has so many dogs.
Yeah,
and probably Morgan's allergic to all the dogs and the dog hair. So you know, and
girl, Kyle, you better get that lint brush and get all that dog hair over before you go over to Morgan's to, you know, get busy, darling.
Yeah, I know. No one wants to be eating snatch and getting dog hairs. You know, I mean, nobody.
I fucking hate dog hair. It's disgusting. It's honestly disgusting.
It's so gross. Have you dated somebody that shows up to the dates every time?
Please.
I know, with dog hair.
I
won't.
It's a very big turn off. It's like a big turn off.
I couldn't be more with you. And I have dated men. They will show up in the fucking sweater that they are wearing is riddled with their goddamn dog hair. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. You're 34 years old. Get a lint roller. Get your dog off your bed.
Dog or a cat.
Thank
I am a
you.
Cold
Me too.
Person. There's no dogs allowed in my house. There are no children. There are no shoes.
Oh, well,
there
children.
Are no cats. There is no cooking. Oh. A home is a sanctuary.
Oh.
I
got the kids.
I find it disgusting.
Couldn't be more with you. Couldn't be more with you. Here comes more one-star reviews.
One more star
one
reviews.
One star. And Animal haters.
Animal haters. And Maya is in the fucking thing, almost dying, eating the fucking shish kebabs with the like skewers. And then another reason why. $6,000. Let me tell you something. Now, for a new Louis bag, darling, that's a different story. But
I would too. I'd give her a day to shit it out. I'd be like, all right, Google natural dog laxatives are fun. No, I mean, it eats sticks. Like, dogs eat sticks, though. They eat sticks outdoors all the time. They eat their own poop. They eat other dogs.
You know what
poops.
I want to talk about?
Go on.
Miss Levis's publicist has entered the chat and has said that she thinks that, you know, Ariana staged, as she's saying, staged the whole scandal that she doesn't buy. The phone fell out of my pocket. Those are pretty much the exact, the exact words. Did you see all that?
I did. And I've got to say, she is a very good PR woman. I love it. She's good. She's done, you know what? If I were in crisis, Juliette Harris, shout out to you. I would hire you. Very good. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to UpliftDesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schmann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
I would hire her.
Revealed her strategy to pull Rachel Levis away from the spotlight for a year. You know, Rachel did the rehab. I'm not sure that was like Juliet's idea, but did the rehab, is now sober. I mean, Juliet.
How do you know it's still Juliet? Did it say it in the article?
Yes. Julie deliberately withheld her from doing interviews, which is why, you know, they did not want to do an interview with us, and really strategized how she was going to come back with this podcast, being sober. Rachel Levis is a year sober. And what a great – Rachel is – and now they're planting the storyline that, you know, Ariana is not so innocent. And Ariana knew this and slept next to him and had access to his phone and, yeah – and looked in his phone and fed this story to producers and knew exactly what was going on. Now, do I believe that? I don't. I do believe that, unless Ariana is just an incredible actress, but I will give it to Rachel and their PR people. You know, nowadays you can plant anything you want. So, you know, people are going to buy that, and people are going to, and we are seeing, and Juliet gives hats off to Bethany Frankel, how Bethany, you know, gave her this wonderful interview and platform, and Bethany was so respectful. And, you know, hats off to Juliet. I think she's doing a great job. I don't buy that Ariana. I think, if anything, I do think there was probably rumors out and about, and I think someone probably brought that to the fabulous Lisa Vanderpump, and I think Lisa knew exactly what to do. I don't think this was as surprising, but it was certainly leaked. I just don't know that I buy that.
Rachel Levis is living her life, showing up at the iHeart Music Awards, looking drop dead gorgeous. Katie was there. They didn't run into each other. I mean, I think that's where PR people get involved. And they're like, Katie, you know, cannot be right before or right after Rachel on the carpet. Like, we can't have this happen. You know, Rachel Levis has moved on. She's moved on. I mean, she's talking about it night and day on the podcast, but she doesn't seem unhappy to me. I mean, that's the thing. Like, she doesn't seem unhappy to me. I think there is a place for her in this, there's, she could make like a career out of this too in her own way. I think she should write a book, to be honest with you.
Ooh, that would be really good. I think she's, I think they're positioning her to get some other TV job. My crystal ball is not working this morning. I need some breakfast, but there's some play here. I don't know if it's a book. I don't know if it's a show. I don't know if it's a return to Vanderpump Rules. I don't know, but there's some strategy here. Juliet is very, very smart, and I think it's great. Look, I mean, we see these people now. We see the Bethanys. We see Kim Zolciak. We see Lizzo. They're so thirsty. They're so thirsty. And I think what I love about Julie, it's so thirsty and desperate. And
Rachel doesn't seem thirsty.
No, she doesn't. And I think Juliet is playing it five star, the long game. Unfortunately, Oprah seems thirsty now. I mean, I love my Lady O, but I mean, Oprah is just so thirsty with this these Ozempic.
Zolciak thirsty.
So thirsty. Frankel, oh my God. Thirsty. I mean, the woman is parched out in a desert. I mean, it's just so thirsty. So I love the strategy.
Well, the rumors are that Levis's family, I don't know if they have 30 million, but you know, the rumors are that I've always said this.
Really? She doesn't look like
right.
She
I don't think they,
money.
But I think her family is a somewhat, you know, okay. And, you know, yeah, money lasts longer than fame, guys. I mean, I hate to break it to everyone.
Okay. Do you? I have to love you and leave you. But do you want to talk real quick Vanderpump Rules reunion looks?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I thought. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I yeah, thought yeah. everyone slayed. Actually, you know what? My least favorite is Brock, by the way. He looks like The Rock, and this jacket looks way too tight. I mean, this sweetheart, it's so short. It's like he can hardly get it buttoned. It's just giving me, I don't know, I'm a maitre d' at a movie theater. No, he's my worst dressed. Alley Cat? Yes, Alley Cat. Love. Absolutely love the green dress. LVP with the business jacket in the snake skin. Yes. Gorgeous, giving me power suit, giving me executive producer vibes, giving me success. Sheena in gold. Love it. This is sort of very Sheena-esque to me, but I still like it. So I would say Brock is my worst dressed. Sheena, actually Schwartzy's my second worst dressed. I'm sorry. I love my Schwartzy so much. He looks like a plant here, like soil. And I love it. But Brock worst dressed, then Schwartzy. God, then everybody else is like five star. Five star. My best dressed, oh, yeah. Ariana. I mean, is this not I Dream of Jeannie? Success. I mean, this is gorgeous. I mean, give this fucking woman a lamp to rub and grant us wishes. Incredible. Lala? Who knew? I mean, this and her little pregnancy bump in this beautiful purple, the boobies are giving me pregnancy boobies. I love it. Second best dressed for me. Third, I can't even believe I'm saying this, Katie Maloney. Gorgeous. I mean, this is like Oscars. She looks better to me than most people who went to the Oscars. The side titty, I always hate. I do, because it always looks saggy and it always looks like every, you know, the girls are going to be popping out. I never think that side boobie really looks that great. But I'm going to say number three. Number four for me, best dressed, Sandoval. Gorgeous. I love the clogs. I own the same ones. And then number five to me is James Kennedy in the pink for the best dressed. Love it. Very Gucci, giving me high end, giving me runway. And then my worst dressed to me are Sheena, just because I've seen her in it so much in that look. Brock. Allie looks good, but this is... It's not.
We have similarities. I thought Brock was absolutely horrible.
Okay, yeah.
I totally agree. Overall, I'm fine with these looks. My biggest criticism with all of them is you gotta mix it up. Like, I think the best dressed guy in the group is always James. I think this is great, but the thing is, We have seen this dude in a light blue, and this James always does the exact same look. So for me, James is always in the same look. Sheena, to your point, exact same thing. I understand you got to wear gold. Good as gold. This is so like, this is Sheena. It's always the same. James Kennedy, always the same. Schwartz, always the same with the sneakers and this and that. So overall, I have an issue with Kennedy, even though he looks so good. It's always the same look. Sheena's always the same look. Tom Sandoval is always the same. I mean, Tom Schwartz is always the same look. I agree. Very true to form. I love the green on Tom Sandoval, and I love the clogs. Totally interesting. Katie, mixed on. I think it's kind of like the best we've seen her look. A little on the cheap side to me. Same with Allie. Not bad. A little on the cheap side. I absolutely loved. Yeah, Ariana's is kind of probably my best dress for the girls. It's, we can't top that sexy red revenge dress, but it's pretty close. It's on trend. It's so sexy, but also covered up. I absolutely loved Ariana's. And second for me, bravo for no black or no all black or no pink for Lisa Vanderpump. When have we seen Lisa wear blue? It's been, I mean, I can't even think of any. It's always all black or pink. I love the blue. I love the snakeskin. So LVP and Ariana get my best dress. Everyone else, mix it up a little bit. Lala looks great. I agree. Also, maybe a little different for her. Everyone else, I feel it's the same silhouette, the same genre, very true to form, but just mix it up and take a chance. That's kind of what I want to see. But overall, not bad. Bunch of hot kids.
Loving you and leaving you. We got to talk RHOP reunions.
Oh, we'll talk that aside. And we'll talk Omarosa. Omarosa has no time to join RHOP.
Yes, I have had her on my live show. Sister put down a clock. Timed it, took her purse, walked out after 15 minutes, stiffed me with a bar tab. Oh, yeah. Threatened to sue me. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. My pal.
That's an interesting, we'll talk about that next time. And by the way, yeah, Omarosa, lovely. She puts the clock, she takes the money, does the bar tab. And guess what?
Yeah.
Omarosa, if they offer you the money, which they're not going to, because dealing with Omarosa on a show like this would be a nightmare from her. But if they offered her the money, give me a fucking break. She ain't too busy. She's going to take the fucking check.
She doesn't play well in the sandbox. She would never, it would not be good. It's not. No.
She can't do it. I mean, dealing with her, she'd want everything edited. It would be like, you don't want to get in bed with Omarosa. She's a tough ass with negotiations.
Right. And she just never lets her guard down. There's nothing soft. There's nothing. Actually, it would be great to see her in that role, because I'm sure I'm sure under it all, there's vulnerability. But when you meet her, it's just so, right, have fun with your life. I don't know. You're too, it's very sad. Okay.
And then you want to know why I don't want to be friends with these people. That's what you get off kit. That's what you get when you try to have a dinner reservation or drinks. It's like, I'm going to fucking stay home. All right. Love you, Matsaya.
Bye, gorgeous. See ya.